My, my. It would appear that the reputation of my kind precedes me. Even your father struggled as my servants dominated him. But here you are, the prince, now a king, kneeling. Are you scared? And no friends or allies anywhere near here. I'm surprised that you didn't run. Not that you would have gotten far, but you're definitely not the stoic type. Even as you kneel, I can see you struggling to not turn your head towards the sound of my voice. What game do you think you're playing? Do you think that this will all go away if you somehow manage to resist me? This is not going to just disappear. Don't think I didn't notice you shudder. And even if you did manage to hold out, I still have my secret weapon. See my fangs? All I need is one bite, and even the strongest will be mine. And you are far from the strongest. What do you think it would be like for you? I've bitten other males, but I allowed other monsters to have them. I wanted something special. Normally my kind go for the highest up the totem pole, but your father was married, so I bit your mother instead. And you can guess what happened next. All in all, I am somewhat pleased with this outcome. You might not be a king, but you also aren't hardened with age, meaning you'll be much more fun to play with. Having second thoughts about your choice to stay. Little prince, this was going to happen no matter what. The nearest kingdom is far from here, meaning my demon realm will expand at a faster pace, since there's no one to contest us. Even if you managed to evade my servants, there's no way you would have traveled faster than the corruption spread. The only difference between this outcome and the other outcome is that I do have some respect for you. You might be nothing compared to me. And you might be foolish and inexperienced. But you have a sense of nobility that I just can't ignore. Even as your people became part of the demon realm, you still stood by them, didn't you? Foolish, yes. But still noble. And that makes you all the more special. Now to claim my prize. Don't move. How do the tips of my claws feel against your bare skin as they cut through your pretty clothing? Huh? How long will you continue this charade? I can see the goosebumps on your skin. I can even see the beating of your heart in your jugular. You are fooling no one. But if you insist on pretending, I would be happy to show you just how persuasive I can be. don't struggle. Just lean back against my chest. You aren't removing the arm I have wrapped around your chest, so I suggest you just relax. Good boy. Now I want you to look at your lower body. Do you see the end of my tail slowly moving closer to your ankles? Oh. It's inching closer to your waistband. I wonder what it's going to do. And now, one more piece of clothing. Oh, you want me to stop? Are you sure? It's just that your cock looks so painful as it tries in vain to get fully erect. It would be a real shame if something were to encourage it. Oh, is it uncomfortable? Stop. I don't think you understand your position. You are my toy, and I want to play with you. Naughty toys need to be punished. See, I didn't even need to tell you to ask politely. My. Would you look at that? Oh, it's so hard. It must feel so sore. Why don't I rub it a little? I'll just wrap my tail around it, starting at the base, slowly coiling all the way to the tip. And now, I'll just slowly move. So many wars fought with weapons and so much blood needlessly shed. despite the fact that every single man has the exact same weak spot. All it takes is a little bit of teasing and a little bit of play and a putty in your arms. Of course, it might also be my scales. The deep purple isn't just for show, my little prince. There are two types of creatures who sport strong colors. Those who are faking, and those who are not. And darling, I am most certainly not faking. It isn't much. At least not compared to my venom. But it does make the sensation a lot stronger. Personally, the build-up isn't as fun until you get right before the point of no return. That's when you get to see how far a man will truly go when denied pleasure. Are my slow movements driving you crazy? It feels so good. But it just isn't enough. And I can just stop. And the pleasure fades away. You're panting an awful lot. Do you need a break? Does baby need a break? Huh? What was that? I couldn't hear you. Please? Please? Oh, does it hurt? Does the little prince need to come? Look into my eyes, young man. I'll let you come, but I don't think you're prepared for it. Why don't we change positions? I think I deserve a drink for all of my hard work. Don't you think? Thankfully, my favorite beverage is right here. Well, technically they're in these balls of yours, which look so tense and full. Why don't I use my long tongue? What was that look for? Did my long tongue frighten you? Are you frightened because it's going to wrap tightly around your cock while I suck and suck until all of your cum shoots out? I thought you wanted to come. No? I would say hold on to something, but I've got you bound pretty tightly. Just try not to pass out. I'm not done with you yet. Now then. Let's start. Mm-hmm. You're a bit of a quick shot, aren't dear little prince. Ah, that was delicious. But, like I said, I'm not done with you yet. Oh, too sensitive. That's what they all say. Luckily, I have a workaround. I think you know what I'm about to do. Shush, 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 relax, little prince. It won't hurt. How do you feel? Does your body feel hot? Is your skin sensitive? Feeling a little bent up? Oh, what was that? Shush, I'll take care of you. That's what a good queen should do after all. I'll just finish wrapping my coils around your body until you're unable to move. And then I'll grab your cock and guide it inside of me. I'll start moving. Stroke your cheeks ever so gently, keeping your eyes on me. Oh, I can see that they're full of nothing but adoration. So adorable. Such a weak creature. What cruel force let you have such power? It would have only led to pain and loss. Ah. Oh. You feel good inside of me. This is where you are meant to be, little prince. In my coils. Without me, your reign would have been short. As the corruption spreads past your border, you would not be killed, but you would still have to live with the fact that centuries of work was all in vain because of something you had no control of. But I'm not a normal monster. My purpose started in Egypt after my ancestor failed to defeat Ra and plunge this world into darkness. That's right, little prince. We were born to take over the world of light. We might be usurpers, but we are fair. Little prince, you'll still rule at my side, for I crown myself queen of this kingdom. What might be seen as an act of cruelty is actually mercy. When you release your seed in me, we will be bound together. What matters is that I'm saving you from what would inevitably be a life of struggle and strife. As a monster and the demon queen, I naturally feel attracted to you. But I can feel that our bond goes beyond instinct. At least for me. I know that when my venom wears off, enough will stay in your system that you will naturally feel closer to me. But I hope that one day you find your attraction to me goes beyond the result of magic. I've been watching you, little prince. And I love you. I love you. Be mine, little prince. Be mine, my good boy. Release your seed. Let us become bound. I know that you're close, little prince. Come inside me, my sweet. Release your seed. Yes. Good boy. Good prince. My little prince. Or perhaps now it would be my little king. You look tired. I will help you. I enjoy this position. You resting your head against my chest allows me to see just how adorable you really are. Feel free to rest. I'm not cruel. I will let you sleep. You look so tired. Did you sleep? I guessed as much. A good leader wouldn't rest while his kingdom struggled. Despite what I said before, you do harbor the right qualities to be a good leader. smut. You are young and inexperienced. Your father would not have been able to save your kingdom, and the best option would have been to cut his losses and surrender. The result of that, most likely, most likely would have been you being paired with one of the Demon Queen's daughters. Not the worst fate, but also not the best. I do not intend to rule by my lonesome. I intend to guide you. And while the decisions on how we will handle the outside will be mine, I trust that you have your people's best interest at heart. So, I will allow you to rule over your people. Together, we will bring this kingdom into a new age of prosperity, despite the grim tone this day might set. Until then, rest, my little king. I love you.